Thank you for the supper tonight. God bless you. And I'm sure He'll restore it. Tonight, turn with us to Psalm 1. Psalm 1, then Proverbs 3. And if you've learned your Bible yet, to dispensate, and I'll never learn it all. I'll have to live as long as He lives. It's everlasting. But I found out that it's laid out in dispensational truths. And then it'll come right and go right back over it again. And right at the end of the book of Job, 42 chapters, showing the 42 months of tribulation, Job went through hell, just like Israel's going through it, and wind up down at Petra. God's going to perform a great resurrection. Going to bless them. And when you get to the psalm, the very first thing you see is a picture of the millennial reign of the Lord. And he said, blessed. I'm glad there is some changes. I know history repeats and repeats, and if you never learn from history, you're going to learn from history.
Amen.
I know in old primitive days, men used to scream and jump up and down and beat the ground with sticks. And they do it in our kind of day. They called it witchcraft then, but they call it golf now. And things do change, don't they? You and I know things not like they were spiritually concerning walking with God and the blessings of God as it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're in a day, you know, folks, we talk big. You don't see much. Talk about Pike Peak's experience and live a little old molehill life. Oh, we sing about throwing out the lifeline, don't have power enough to hang up a clothesline. I thank God for the ladies singing tonight. If you ever want to get discouraged and regurgitate, you know, instead of taking a whole bunch of feel-bad pills, just listen at Lexington about 12 o'clock in the day. And you think of Ezekiel over there, and he talks about that pot with the scum in it that never gets out. And I enjoy your singing, but that singing, they got to where it's got supposed to be scriptural, spiritual, religious, but to do it with a country style, but with that old, you know, it's not a canonical whang like preachers have, but it's that old lisp, that old liturgical, sexual moan. That cooing of a canteen girl, and they put that voluptuous part on it, you know. And that's what I used to get drunk and dance to and play that bottomless pitch, you know. When the music goes round and around. Well, that's what happened when they entered the promised land under Joshua. Went around Jericho and the music went round and around. All right. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law, or the way, the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Proverbs 3rd chapter. We want to read verse 5 and 6. And there's a paragraph marked there. There's 9 paragraph marks in that chapter. And if you have a Schofield, you won't find them. But that red book right back there, Bible, that's where your song book, you'll find it's got paragraph marks. The last one's in Acts 20. And them paragraph marks, they'll show you a change in dispensation. And a change in doctrine. And it'd be a whole lot better for you to have just one of those than a lot of these here super, scooper, dubious, dubious kind of Bibles, you know, that they come out with. I'd rather have a plain woman anyway than one of these things that's painted up. You couldn't kiss her, you'd get lead poison every time. And it's about the same way with your Bible. But in verse 5, there's a paragraph mark, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways, all thy heart, all thine ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." I want to speak to you just a few minutes on a guaranteed recipe for success, prosperity. I believe in prosperity. I don't believe it like some of these gifted characters, religious entities, these obnoxious characters. Most of them, you watch them and you'd be afraid if they die, you'd have to screw them in the ground. They couldn't be like the fellow in the Old Testament. They wouldn't get a burial like ordinary people, you know. I don't believe in fleecing sheep. I don't believe in stealing from the Lord. I don't believe taking out of the coffers of divinity. But I do believe that God gives a guaranteed recipe for success and for things in life. I was just reading there where it says about leaning on Him, trusting in Him. I know the day's coming we're going to come back from heaven with Him. And it's written, "Who is this that leans upon the Beloved that comes out of the wilderness?"
Yes, amen.
Bless God, I know who it is.
Yes, amen. Right. Yeah.
I know who it is. It's not the devil's bride.
Yeah.
It's not Pope Pius or Unpious or Pope Impropriety or whatever, but it's the church.
Yeah.
I like that leaning on Him. I've had to do it a lot. Only one time in my life has my faith ever got small enough that I thought that God had really forsaken me. And it wasn't too much to eat that day, but it's a good day. I could eat off of a persimmon tree, and I needed the vitamin C. I found turnips in a turnip patch. And I found 2 watermelons for all the year. Just as sweet as honey. David said, "I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Thank God I've never had to beg. When I served the devil, I did. The monkey get on your back and you had to have a little of the hair of the dog that bit you. Your money gone, your booze gone, your friends were gone. Sick and broke and having to walk. And the weather cold and chapped and chilled and walking alone. But never has He done me that way. He promised me that He'd never leave me. And He'd never forsake me.
Woo! Yes. Hallelujah!
And I'm glad that it's so. What if tonight? What if tonight I can say if? The Lord said, if any man come after me. The Lord said, if any man that's led to sin day, open door. Brother, he's on the outside of most churches. You better believe that. Deadest outfit I ever preached to was Sunday before last in the morning. They got them 13 points, you know, for a program. To go by and to get over there, you know, they have to even start the offertory off in F. Flat. Soon everybody's flat. You know what I'm talking about. And that's the deadest bunch of people. And if somebody died and they called a rescue mission, I'm sure they'd carried out 40 people before they got to the right one. But if, what if tonight you go home and somebody'd knock at your door? And you'd open the door and there'd be somebody and they'd look at you and say, sir, I got good news for you. Tonight you've won a contest. And as long as you live on the face of this earth, store over here is going to furnish you all of the eggs and the ham and the grits and the bread and Lux beans and dried beans and dried fruit and canned milk and Link sausages.
Amen.
And there's a store down here that's going to give you all the Hanes that you'll ever want to wear.
Yeah.
And socks and shirts and clothes and ties.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Vacation every year. Security. And when you get sick, you got something that's better than Medicare. And when you get old, thank God you've got something that's going to be retirement. You'd say, I'd like to have that.
Yeah.
Man, don't tell me your heart wouldn't beat and get up in your throat and down in your shoes.
Yeah.
I doubt if you'd stand there doing the twist side and back and forth. Man, you'd be interested and eager.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you tonight, that's exactly what God promised to do.
Yeah.
Amen. God.
He didn't say I'd look like Elvis Presley or Frank Nazzahotter or old Tingle Fangers that used to be feminine and play the piano. He didn't say I'd wear lace on my and ruffles on my sleeves and on my hands.
Yeah, it.
He didn't say my eggs would always be cooked just right and the beans salted just right. But thank God He's promised me that I'll never hunger and I'll never thirst. I know really in the Scripture all that legally He has to do is give us food and raiment. And He says, there will I be content. But I'm glad that beyond that He gives the more. Where sin did abound, grace does much more.
Amen.
If you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? I'm glad He's in the much more business. He's always had more for me than I could contain. I've seen times, Lord, if you don't quit, I'll die. I can't take it. I don't know if you've ever sat up in bed at night and all you could do is just cry and sit there and say, glory to God, bless you, Lord, bless you, Lord, bless you, Lord. And you just knew that good feeling you had, it going to kill you. You couldn't contain it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad that God's promised me something. He's promised me a retirement. I'm not expecting to retire in this world. But I tell you, beyond, when they pull the calendars off the wall and throw the clocks away and time's no more, glory to God, old walk's just beginning. Just beginning. Just beginning. Hear people always talking about what they've got laid away and what they're going to do. Thank God I ain't planning on stopping and retiring. I hope I live if the Lord tarries till I'm 99 and walk in the pulpit and crack that devil with a cane and just keep preaching old time. Salvation by grace through faith. There's something God says if we'll do, He'll do. And His do, as always, will outdo your do. I'm glad His can is bigger than my can. Psalm 1, He said, if we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. That is, God says, I'll look after you and I'll take care of you and I'll be with you. Just don't take the wrong advice. Brother, we're living in a day, you better watch who you take advice. I'm telling you, there's just about as many doctors of deviltry as there are divinity. Man, on every hand, there's books and there's things reaching out religiously and spiritually and scripturally and unscripturally. That says, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Many voices. But you better learn not to take the wrong advice. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. I care declaring to you, if a man don't love Jesus Christ, I don't care for him to talk too much to me. I don't even care to read the newspaper. What are they going to tell me? The Bible tells me, Psalm 119, that the Scripture calls me to be wiser than my enemies and to know more than my teachers and to have more understanding than the ancients. And how is a man that don't know God? God is truth. And if you don't have God, you don't have truth. And you can't walk in the light. How's that man going to tell me something? Man, I got a light on the inside. He shined in my heart. To give me the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Boy, I like that. Just like man. Don't take the wrong advice. Then don't stand in the way of the sinners. Don't run with the wrong crowd. Man, my crowd's kind of small. I don't know about yours. There's not too many people wanting to run, though, Brother Walt. He's old sad sack. He just puts sadness on everything that they love. This old world, man, it don't have any juice for me, and I don't have any gizm for it. Someone say, well, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do to have a good time? Don't do anything. Well, I don't ever see you out. Well, bless God, I don't have to go out. Man, I'm talking about something that's home delivered. Man, that He'd give me. I have a better time sometimes crying than you. The world does laughing. I have more fun at a funeral than the world does at a wedding. I know when I was overseas, all the fellas went to town to get drunk. I'd get out the old love letter. Get down beside the bunk. Start making love to him whom my soul loves. And I tell you, I don't understand all the ways of the Lord, how He can do what He does and the time and the ways and that He does it. But I tell you, He's never disappointed me. Glory to God. I've jumped up and down on old bed springs and hollered glory to God till I just knew the rapture would take place.
Yes. Yes.
Nor setteth in the seat of the scornful. I don't want to be with that old critical bunch.
Yeah.
Bless God, they always nose crinked up, you know, like the whole world smells bad.
Yeah.
Old Duffy Westmoreland, bless his bald head. One thing I liked about old Duffy, he never seemed to be sour grapes, you know. To get around some folks, man, they always turn down, you know. And you're not around them long, you say, how are you? And they say, well, how are you? And you get to talking, and you would to God, you'd never started talking with them. Man, nothing goes right. They've never seen anything right. And man, they've been taking feel-bad pills for so long. They're addicted to it and don't know how to get off of it. Well, like the three old ladies couldn't hear good, got riding on the train. One looked out and said, it's windy. And it's windy and the cloud went, and the wind's blowing. Another looked out and said, no, it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. Another said, I'm thirsty too. Let's get off and get a drink. But his delight's in the law of God, in the way of God.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to be blown in the wind, but I don't want to be driven by the Spirit of God and led by the Spirit of God, and I want to delight in the law of the Lord. And God said, if you'll do that, and if you'll read your Bible and you'll meditate on it day and night, God said, I'll see that you got pork and beans when you need it. You got this here silver queen sweet corn when you want to tickle the palate of your mouth. And he says, when it comes that special day, I'll put a little something extra on there and I'll feed you and I'll clothe you and I'll look after you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
And he said, you'll be like a tree planted by the waters.
Yeah.
Man, your leaves won't just wither and fade away. And everything you do shall prosper. I read over in Psalm 37. Over there in the first eight verses, three times, he said, fret not, fret not, fret not.
Yeah.
What's he talking about, fret not? He's talking about fret not over the evildoers.
Yeah.
You see him look like he's doing so good, he don't serve God, don't mean to serve God, and is never going to serve God.
Yeah.
As far as he's concerned, and he seems to prosper, have a little bit more. But God said, don't you worry about him. God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to mow his grass.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'll mow his lawn. He's going to be cut down like the grass.
Yeah.
And three times God said, don't you be fretting. Don't worry. It's just as much wrong to worry as it is to curse or swear. If I was going to curse or swear, I'd just about soon buy me a plug of old Black Mariah chewing tobacco and chew it till I got heartburned and swallowed it till my stomach burned. At least you'd get something out of it. But don't worry. I don't see why some folks just don't set the clock at night, you know, and just wake up and for about an hour just worry, worry, worry. Just stepping hard and fast as it can go. Don't worry. God said, I'll feed you.
Amen.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. Help us. Proverbs 3:5 said, lean on him. I know go over in Stokes County, and I love Stokes County. If everybody went back to Stokes County, it'd be the most populated county in North Carolina.
Amen.
You go to Stokes County used to, and you see on the side of the hill over there an old corn crib.
Yeah.
And that thing, you done You know, it's like that when they give the preacher a pound. You know, they get out an old jar of pickles that had 7 years and the lid rusted on that thing. And they say, don't do nothing anyway, let him get it all. And he'll work for about a half an hour getting and cutting and knocking and banging to get that lid off and take that old pickle out, and that thing hits the air and it goes, woo, just like that. Put an old corn crib over there and stuff count, that thing gets lean. Farmer cut him a pole and get around on the bottom side and prop that thing up.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you do church members. Yeah. Monday morning, a lot of preachers run around, you know, little Lord Fauntleroy. Now, God bless you. Don't get mad. You come back and around. Prop it up. Prop him up. Prop him up.
Yes, go ahead, preacher. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
But I'm glad I can put my weight on him.
Yeah.
That when the storm blows and the wind comes and the clouds are dark, there seems to be no light to lead me. Thank God he comes in the time and he does a prop and lean on me. Lean on me.
Yeah.
Lean on me.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that his table, he has bread and bread to spare, and out of his plenitude and his bountifulness, thank God he never runs scared. Never scared. Let him prop you up. You know, God made strawberries. I'm sure he knew I love strawberries. This morning, I was trying to catch a little glimpse of the weather before coming. They had a picture on a watermelon, 150 pounds. Can you believe that? Boy, my lips got thick. Man, I looked at that thing, and I watched them. They plugged that thing, and that old boy took out a big plug. Man, whoever plugged a watermelon that big? He took out that big plug and ate that thing, and I sat there the slobby just run, you know. But I tell you, when God made them, he knew that Brother Walter wanted some. A lot of folks look at me and feel sorry for me as though I'm missing something. But I tell you one thing, God bless you. Man, when you're asleep and tied up and don't know what's going on, old Brother Walt over there having a jubilee, man, the Lord said, I'll feast with you. I'll put you a table in the presence of your enemies. I found out no need for me to get jealous over somebody and envious. The Lord had enough for me too, bless your heart. He's going to look after me too.
And
just as sure as God's got a number up yonder of the heavenly host that cannot be numbered, yet he knows every one of us.
Yeah.
Amen. And I got to hurry. People ought to take out this plan. Man, get all them hormel meat. All those beans. Man, all of them clothes. I was preaching down yonder at Maxton. Brother Buckman, I'm like preaching me to death. I preached over an hour. They didn't want to stop. Just keep going. Preached an hour and a half. Sweat run down my shoes. I about rent my suit and a tie, you know, man. $18 tie. I really paid $18 for something to hang around your neck. But I'm glad he looks after you, all right?
Yes,
Matthew 6:33. He tells us we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto us.
Yeah.
Unto us. God's what he's saying. He's saying you put God first. Put God's work first. Give God the first of your income. Give God the first day of the week. Give God the first hour of the morning in prayer and in the Word of God. Put God first. And he said, and I'll see to it that you're fed and your beans are on the table and your corn won't be burnt and your coffee will be just right. And I'll look at you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That means if they have something going to schoolhouse and you have a service at church, you'll be at church.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Folks try to tell me they love Jesus. They love everything else but Jesus. I tell you what you love, that's where your heart's going to be and your affection's going to be.
Yeah.
Don't tell me, boy, if you never did any courting. You always arrive late and never without a gift, you know. That's funny courting to me. Man, I was always there early and had a gift.
Yeah.
Man, I'd do it out of me and just get a gift, get a box of candy, you know, and get over there. My heart just pump it up, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Man, I go down the road singing Love Lifted Me and had proof of it.
Yeah.
A lot of folks come and say, well, I love Jesus, but they can't never prove it. Well, where were you at last Sunday? One brother asked the other and said, hey, I didn't see you in church Sunday. He said, I don't suppose so. He said, I've taken up the offering. Do what Jesus did. He prayed, said, and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, you say, our Father, which art in heaven. Man, I like that, my Father.
Yeah.
He give me that spirit of adoption. Something cries out of my bosom that lifts up, that lifts up, that lifts
yeah.
up.
Hey,
He's more than just God.
Yeah.
He's my Father.
Yeah.
I bear His genes and His chromosomes, and I have the likeness of His Son on the inside of me, and
yeah.
I've been born of His incorruptible seed, and I'm in His family, and I'm in His book. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My Father, give me this day my daily bread. Hallelujah. And then a man ought to love God. Romans 8:28 says, to them that love Him, all things work for good to them that love Him, to them that are called according to His purpose. See, there's angels, two to them there, from God to man, and man to God. Angels descending, ascending. God to man to God. Just love, something mutual, something that deep cries unto deep. Boy, if you've got something that's likeness, just as sure as Brother Ted talking about that mother heard the cry of those children in the night, boy, it was birth talking to motherhood. And just as sure, man, as that there cried into Him, my Father!
Yeah.
Glory to God, there's got some response on the other end.
Yeah.
And if I love Him as I ought, all things work for good to them that are called according to His purpose. The Bible said, if any man love not the Lord Jesus, let him be anathema, Mary Ramsey.
Yeah.
The Lord cometh, let him be cursed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord's coming. Lord's coming. He's coming. And that's the message, poor. What? But I tell you tonight, child of God, today is going to get hard and it's going to get rough. We're going to be like our Archippus. We may have to have meat in secret in somebody's house somewhere and gather in the barn, get behind haystacks, get under an oak tree. For if the Lord tarries, He's coming. Brother, you're going to see something. Brother, it's going to separate. But I tell you one thing, as long as you lean on Him. Said, John, what are you doing? Ain't nobody get close to Jesus for you. You just always run in there and lean your head upon His bosom.
Yeah.
Well, you get what you want. Man, you do what you love. And boy, if you love Him, He'll love you in return. Let's stand, please.